Welcome to Passion for the Pastime, where baseball lives 24/7, 365. Catch conversations with beat writers, broadcasters, current and former players of all levels. Now, here's your host,
Walter Icabalseta. Whoops, I fumbled. I got to get out of here.
Walter Icabalseta.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? And welcome back to another episode of Passion for the Pastime podcast. I'm your host, Walter, and the winter meetings of 2023 is in full swing in Nashville, Tennessee. Soon to be Cashville, Tennessee, with Shohei Ohtani, Bellinger, Snell, Yamamoto, all those guys waiting in the wing to get their big payday. And we do have a couple of moves. It's not the move that everybody's waiting for. Everyone's waiting for that huge blockbuster, which very well could happen at some point during the winter meetings. But it is expected that, and we're talking about Juan Soto here, it is expected that Juan Soto is going to get traded. He will not be on the Padres come opening day, possibly even before spring training. But hey, we are at the winter meetings where everything gets done. The trade that went down wasn't blockbuster, but it does have implications, especially for the National League. We got Jared Kelenic, Marco Gonzalez getting traded to the Atlanta Braves, and this was a deal made with the Mariners. So the winter meetings is in full swing. We got all the GMs, owners, they're all chatting in Nashville at this moment in time. But welcome back to the podcast, because we got a lot to talk about. And of course, it is going to be the Shohei Ohtani show. Not in the sense that you think it's going to be. I'm going to be focusing on the Giants, Shohei Ohtani, and what they end up doing when Ohtani is a Dodger. Okay? Because the Shohei Ohtani, everything is pointing to Shohei staying in Los Angeles, switching on over, going down I-5. I don't know all the freeways down there, but moving on over to Los Angeles, leaving Santa Ana, leaving Orange County, and wearing Dodger blue. That is what everything and everyone that is covering Shohei, that is what it is pointing to. The negotiations are apparently, according to our buddy John Morosi, they are entering the final stretch. And actually, our other buddy, who we've had John on the podcast before, but one of our favorite Canadians, Ben Nicholson-Smith of Sportsnet in Toronto, covers the Blue Jays. He came out earlier this week where he was discussing that a very small group, we don't know what the group was. It is speculation that it's down to five teams, down to the Angels, down to the Giants, down to the Cubs, down to the Dodgers, and of course, the Blue Jays. That is why Ben Nicholson-Smith, a great reporter, had this inside scoop. That it was also, I wouldn't say confirmed, but it was reported by John Morosi, Heyman, all the guys. Everyone that you should be following on Twitter right now at this point of the offseason is reporting these five teams. So apparently, from what our guy Ben did, and I got to shoot this guy a text, see if he'll come on to the podcast at some point. I know it's a busy time for all these reporters down in Nashville. So maybe after the winter meetings, after everything, all the dust has settled. But a small group of teams were expected to meet with Ohtani in L.A. And this is a very interesting, different free agency negotiation tactic. There has been nothing leaked as far as Shohei Ohtani and where he's leaning. And, you know, there's been a lot of speculation to where he wants to stay on the West Coast. He wants to win Dodgers, blah, blah, blah. Nothing has been confirmed at this moment. And we can't even identify the teams that he is really talking to. Apparently, there's been a handful of bids already out at the start of this podcast. Three bids have been put in on Shohei Ohtani at plus $500 million, which is expected. I'm going to say it's probably The Dodgers in that group, I'm going to say it's probably the Blue Jays in that group. And I would say the Angels. The Angels have to throw that dollar amount out at that point. Why I don't include the Dodgers, is because it has been expected that the Giants are going full steam ahead. Full attention is on Shohei Ohtani. They want to land the big fish in San Francisco, something that they haven't been able to do for multiple seasons. I mean, this goes back to even pre-Farhan, when we look back at Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, this has just been a staple for the Giants, a black eye for the Giants organization, to where they haven't been able to bring in the big bat. Yes, we all know that pitchers want to come here. And that is kind of why I think that the pivot to Yamamoto may come sooner rather than later. Now, those three bids for $500 million for Shohei Ohtani, that I didn't include the Giants in that because it was expected that the Giants were going to be the highest bid. And I think that the Giants are going to be the closest team to $600 million. Now, if you are a Giants fan, do you want that? Do you want that with Shohei Ohtani taking on that much of your cap space, where this team necessarily needs a lot more pieces than a Shohei Ohtani? I love me some Shohei Ohtani, but next year he can't pitch. At least, I want to say it's for the entirety of the year. I don't know if he can somehow get to pitching in September or anything like that. He's not going to be a pitcher next year. And that does take a little bit of a hit on value. But if you are the Giants, you have to overpay to get this guy. You have to try to do anything in your power to pull him away from the Dodgers. And honestly, overpaying and putting that much money into Shohei Ohtani might not even get you Shohei, because this is a different animal. This is a different guy with different priorities. He does not want to be the highest paid player. Yes, sure. For baseball, we have to get that to set a precedent for two-way players. He has to set that market. And the Giants have the money that they're going to go big. But we've heard this time and time again that Shohei Ohtani does not want the biggest paycheck. He cares about winning and having an opportunity to win day in and day out. I think for the Giants to land Shohei Ohtani, it's going to take them signing someone else prior to Ohtani coming on. Now, who could that be, right? I mean, when you look at the lineup, would you rather be surrounded by, you know, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Will Smith? Would you rather be in a lineup like that, or would you rather be in a lineup with Mike Yastrzemski and Casey Schmidt and Patrick Bailey? No knock on these guys. They're great ball players. But when you look at the other lineups that he can possibly join, and also when Ben Nicholson-Smith, because the Blue Jays have been rumored to Shohei Ohtani, but when Ben Nicholson-Smith came out and really, you know, included the Blue Jays in there, there's been just nonstop reports on the Blue Jays as a very real possibility. Then you start to think about the Blue Jays, and it's like, damn, Bo Bichette and Vlad Jr. protecting Shohei Ohtani in a lineup? That's pretty sick. So, again, I don't know if Blue Jays are in, I mean, yeah, they are in a win-now mode, but when you look at the AL East, are the Blue Jays really ready? If they add Ohtani, are they going to be a juggernaut as far as, because you always have the Yankees. You're always going to have to compete with the Yankees. No matter how bad of a year the Yankees have, they have the pocketbook to where they can just go get anyone at any time and change the tide of the division. Do you want to have that in the back of your mind if you're Shohei Ohtani as far as the competitive balance within your division? Then you throw in the Red Sox. Then you have the Rays, who just continually pump out products that have no... they have the secret sauce. it's always a surprise, or it's not really over always a surprise anymore because we come to expect this from the Rays. But just when you look at their payroll and the amount of games that they're able to win the divisions, I mean, the Rays are a tough team within that division as well. And then you look at Baltimore. I mean, man, there's just the AL East is not easy. The AL East is not easy. If Shohei Ohtani stays on the West Coast, and there's been a lot of expectation that Shohei does prefer the West Coast, it's going to be with the Dodgers. Who is going to outbid the Dodgers in anything? The Giants? Are they really going to do that? Not year in and year out. Maybe for a couple of free agents here and there. But the Dodgers are the supreme team in the NL West. So now when you start thinking about, all right, Shohei Ohtani is expected to be a Dodger. The Giants are in on him full-heartedly. I mean, he is the top priority. But they've also mentioned that they want Yamamoto from Japan. Yamamoto is probably going to cost you $300 million less. Somewhere around that. Maybe $250 less than a Shohei Ohtani. 25 years old. A electric pitcher. And also, hey, you don't have to do much convincing because also Susan Slusser has reported that apparently Yamamoto and the Giants is a real thing to where the Giants have an upper hand. Well, why would the Giants have an upper hand? Because of the location. Because of the ballpark. We all know this. This has been beaten into our heads as Giants fans, as baseball fans. Everyone knows it. And also, just take a look at previous pitchers that have come in here, found success, and then left. Not saying that that's what Yamamoto's MO is, that he wants to come here, you know, prove that he's major league ready, the ballpark will help his numbers in that, and then get a bigger contract. I'm not saying that that's what his goal is, but the ballpark is definitely sexy when you're a pitcher in Major League Baseball. And that's why the Giants can literally go get any pitcher that they want. They just have to make sure that it's the right guy. When you look at Yamamoto, when you look at his age, when you look at his repertoire, I think he is the right guy. This is a 1A, 1B type situation. And I know, you know, he's coming from Japan and numbers could be skewed and all that kind of stuff. He looks like the real deal. I don't know how many of you watched the WBC, but he looked pretty electric in all of his starts with Team Japan. So, talking about Shohei Ohtani, talking about Yamamoto, they are the top priorities for the San Francisco Giants entering these winter meetings. It's been reported time and time and again. And then also, Mike Kruko earlier this week on KNBR, he came out and said that the Giants were going to make three big signings within the next 10 days. Now, we are about 5 days away from that statement, and I love Kruk. He knows what he's talking about. He's connected. He's talking to these guys. So he wouldn't come out there and say that if he didn't full-heartedly think that that was going to be a possibility. But who is it? Is it Shohei Ohtani? And, I don't know, would they be able to do a Blake Snell in that? Is it Shohei Ohtani and Eduardo Rodriguez? I mean, what is the three big signings? Because if you asked me at the beginning of the week, you know, a week out from the winter meetings, I figured that the Giants were going to be all in on Shohei. I figured they were going to be all in on Yamamoto. But so are the Yankees. The Yankees are off of Ohtani now, but you still have to bid against the Giants, or the Dodgers, rather. But then with Yamamoto, you still have the Yankees. You still have the Red Sox. You have both teams in New York. You have the Mets as well that are trying to get Yamamoto. And Yamamoto previously has said that he wanted to play with other Japanese players. Well, Kodai Senga is on the New York Mets. So I mean, and the last time I checked, I don't think that the Giants have anyone Japanese on their roster. So I don't know how much of that plays a factor. But if you had to ask me between Yamamoto and Ohtani, I would say that it would favor the Giants more to get Yamamoto than Shohei Ohtani. Yes, he is great to have in the lineup. But here's the thing. When you're going up against the Dodgers, you're going to go up against a team like the Blue Jays that may not have as big as a pocketbook as you, but have a much sexier team than the San Francisco Giants at this point. And, oh, factor in that he's a left-handed hitter that left-handers just don't do well since there was a guy wearing number 25 in left field at AT&T, Pac Bell, now Oracle Park. That's just the reality of it. But the last time I looked, when you look at the Giants' track record, when you look at Carlos Rodon, when you look at Kevin Gausman, when you look at all these guys that they have, Alex Wood, Alex Cobb, I mean, all of these pitchers that have done well in their careers, and some of them have even revitalized their careers because they pitch in this pitcher-friendly park at Third and King. So that's why I would lean more towards Yamamoto. The other two, I mean, take your pick. I mean, it depends on who the number one guy is. End up with Ohtani, I think you're gonna end up with maybe Chapman, which I don't know if that's a big need for the Giants, but we know the connection with Bob Melvin and Chapman. Is Blake Snell included in that? Well, probably not if you get Yamamoto. So it's going to be a ripple effect. But it is nice to hear that the Giants, that their top priorities are Ohtani and Yamamoto. But I think we have to think about what we are going to do when Ohtani is wearing Dodger blue. Didn't mean the rhyme. didn't do that intentionally. But I would love to have Yamamoto. I would love to have Cody Bellinger. I mean, that's what we're kind of looking at. And that's two. Who would be the other guy? Who would be the third person to bring in free agency-wise? Because Krugo did say signing, so you got to find that third piece of the puzzle. But if they were going to trade for someone, I know everyone doesn't think that this is going to happen at all. And everything is pointing to, let me just get this straight. Everyone is pointing to Juan Soto going to the Yankees. But damn, wouldn't it be great if they were able to get, I'm just saying, hypothetically, Cody Bellinger, Yamamoto, and trade for Juan Soto. Yeah, she said, well, how the hell are they going to pay all these guys? They can do it. They can figure it out. That would be a team that I'd get excited for. Seeing Juan Soto in the outfield with Cody Bellinger. And take your pick from all the platoon guys that we have currently on the Giants. You want Yaz out there? You want Michael Conforto? Lamont Wade? Austin Slater? Sure. As long as it's Juan Soto and Cody Bellinger out there. I'm fine with that. I have no issues with that whatsoever. But then you got to look at, well, what would it cost? And the only parameters that we have, and there's late reports, an update on Yankees Soto talk, is that they want an 8-for-2 deal. That is reported by Brendan Cootie of The Athletic. Sources have said, and I quote, that the Padres have offered versions of an 8-for-2 trade for the Yankees to give them Juan Soto. Those eight players include, reportedly, include Michael King, Clark Schmidt, Yanni Brito, Randy Vasquez, and top prospect Drew Thorpe, and Everson Pereira. Oh, also Oswaldo Peraza, too. He was their number three prospect entering the 2023 season. For Juan Soto, 8-for-2. I don't know if all those guys add up to, I think it was six? Was it 6 or 7? That was the original trade for Juan Soto. I think it was 7. I'm trying to remember everybody involved in that trade. But the two big main names involved in the Juan Soto trade was Mackenzie Gore, their top pitching prospect, and C.J. Abrams, their top shortstop prospect. Those are big names. And I want to say it was three other prospects, and I don't remember their names. Three other prospects, and then Luke Voit was in that trade as well. Veteran slugger for the Padres. So that was it. So if I'm counting correctly, that's 3-3. So that's 6-for-1. Right? 6-for-1. That was the original Soto trade when Soto still had years under his contract. Now the Padres are they gotta be high thinking they're doing an 8-for-2. I don't even care who the hell the second guy is. 8 players for essentially Juan Soto. That's a lot. And the talks, they're starting to heat up, but they're nowhere near close. All right. They're 8-to-2. That's not going to fly for the Yankees. I would assume that they want to hold on to Michael King. I would assume that they would want to hold on to Brito, maybe Schmidt they can let go. But also, if they were out there to go get Yamamoto, they really like him. If they were out there to go get Yamamoto, maybe you trade Clark Schmidt, Brito, Vasquez. Maybe you trade all those pitchers. Maybe you trade Michael King. You get rid of all those pitching prospects or young Yankees. Get rid of all of them if you're able to get Yamamoto. It's a domino effect. That is what the winter meetings is. So that is going to be really interesting. But as we pivot it back to the Giants, Juan Soto, there was a time where we were like, there's no way in hell that the Padres are going to allow the Giants to steal away their manager. And Bob Melvin is now our manager for the San Francisco Giants. All I'm saying is nothing is impossible. It's just, what are you willing to give up? If you're the Giants and you had the opportunity to go get Juan Soto, and the farm system for the Giants has somewhat taken off, I wouldn't say that, you know, everyone in the system is sought after. No, that's not what I'm saying. But the Giants know a thing or two about pitching prospects. And what is it that the Padres need? They need pitching. Would you trade a Kyle Harrison for Juan Soto? I mean, I would think if there was a trade involving the Giants and the Dodgers, or the Padres rather, if there was a trade involving those two teams, it would have to be a Kyle Harrison or a Carson Wisenhunt. We've seen what Kyle Harrison could do in the major leagues already at a short sample size. Carson Wisenhunt blazing through the minor leagues right now. Believe He's going to be starting in AAA Sacramento this year if he doesn't crack the damn rotation. Depends on what they get in the offseason. But one of those guys, Landon Roop, you throwing out some of those pitching prospects? They have a ton of arms in the farm system. And then you're talking about bats, or glove, rather. Did you trade Casey Schmidt? Is he tradable? Is he even sought after? I mean, he's a great glove. His bat was streaky. But you have a couple of those guys that you can move on from. I would assume that a Yaz, because, I mean, they're already crowded in the outfield. So I would assume that Yaz, Conforto, possibly Wade. So I guess the question is, who do you not mind seeing every year on the opposing team when they come to San Francisco? Who do you not mind seeing? We all know what Kyle Harrison is at the moment. Would you mind it if he was in San Diego? Carson Wisenhunt hasn't been exposed to the fan base as much, but he is expected to be a really good pitcher. Might even be the best one out of Logan Webb, Kyle Harrison, Carson Wisenhunt. He might be the best pitcher that they have in the organization. Would you move on from him? I mean, Juan Soto is huge. The thing, and it doesn't have to be Juan Soto. Okay? It can be Pete Alonso. It can be literally any other bat that the Giants need. Because we already know this. Ohtani isn't coming to the Giants. I'll tell you that right now, flat out. If it happens, I will clip this and I will replay it into the next podcast after Ohtani signs with the Orange and Black. I don't even know if they can get Yamamoto. They could just be used like they were with Aaron Judge. Why do I say that? Because the Yankees are involved in Yamamoto too. The Giants, everyone knows their eagerness to hit big. And good on agents for using the Giants to drive up the price. But going back to the trade possibilities, Ohtani isn't going to come here because this isn't a hitter's park. This isn't going to fare him well. That is the reality of it. And the Giants, they can throw as much money as they want. I hope that they land Cody Bellinger. I don't know if that's going to happen. Maybe they get Jung-Hoo Lee. I think that's actually the third guy. We were talking about one and twos, who was the third guy that Kruko was alluding to. Yeah, maybe it's Jung-Hoo Lee. That's the third one. Maybe they can land someone like that. But as far as big-time hitters, they're not coming here. You have to trade for them. So that's the only reason why I bring up Juan Soto, because he is getting dealt. Will it be a trade within the division? Highly unlikely. Because also, do the Padres want to see Juan Soto for the next 12 years, assuming that he comes to the Giants and they sign him long term? That would be the fair assumption. If you sell half of your farm system for that type of player, that'd be the assumption that you are planning on keeping him. Because if it's a one-year rental, then damn, that was stupid. And everybody gets fired. But yeah, do the Padres want to see him up here? No, probably not. That's why it has to be the Yankees, right? They are in conversations, so we'll have to see. A lot of people, they were asked on MLB Network, Morosi and Bowden and Feinson, they were all asked whether Juan Soto was getting dealt at the winter meetings. It's split. They're like, hell yeah, he's getting dealt. He's not making it past Wednesday. And Morosi's like, no, he's not getting dealt right now, but he won't be a member of the Padres come opening day. So let's see what happens. I am really excited to follow along these winter meetings, because it's going to get weird. As I mentioned, Jared Kelenic got traded to the Braves. Marco Gonzalez as well got traded. So we're going to see a lot more of that. But these free agents that are still floating around, not a lot of hitters have been signed yet. I saw that Kenta Maeda, he was signed. Sonny Gray signed his contract. Aaron Nola going back to Philly. You got a lot of pitchers that have come off of the books so far. A lot of pitchers, or hitters, rather. They have not been signed yet. So there's a lot of guys out there still. You got Reese Hoskins out there. You got Cody Bellinger. A lot of good, serviceable bats. Matt Chapman, as I continually mentioned. I do think that he will end up being a Giant. Is the fit there necessarily? I mean, J.D. Davis was great. I think that Chapman does add something offensively. We all know the glove is there. It's getting a little older, but I think he could be serviceable. But they need some pop. They need some game-changing pieces. I don't know if Chapman necessarily is that guy, but Juan Soto is. Yamamoto is. Soto and Yamamoto. I could see that on a billboard instantly if they come to San Francisco. Look at me. Just put me on the marketing team for the San Francisco Giants. Come see Yamamoto and Juan Soto. Sounds good. We'll have to see what happens. But it's going to be a fun week. I will be doing a few more podcasts this week as news trickles in. See where Ohtani signs. Again, it is expected that he is going to be signing at close to the conclusion of winter meetings. The point is, he's signing this week. It's just a matter of where it is and how much. Like everyone's saying, I feel like it's going to be the same thing. Giants are going to offer the most money. They won't land him because it's not a good landing spot for hitters. And frankly, the roster, I don't know how much you can sell him on that. And I just hope that the reports that are coming out, that they are not used as a bargaining chip for the Yankees, for the Mets to drive up their price for Yamamoto. Because I would be really excited if he was to come in and be that pitcher to pair with Logan Webb. Oh yeah, he finished. Shame on me for not thinking that Logan Webb is going to get votes. That he was just a guy, let's just throw him in there. Shame on me for thinking that, by the way. I'm not hiding from it. I know I said it. I was wrong. He finished second. Although it would be pretty cool to pair the second in voting with the Cy Young Award winner, Blake Snell. He's a Seahawks fan, man. I don't know if I want that. A Seahawks fan and a Raiders fan representing the Giants? Come on. We don't want that. But there's tons of buzz. Love this time of year. If you are a baseball head, a baseball junkie, you are going to fall in love with this show, with me, this next week, because we are going to break it all down. We're going to look at all the latest rumors. And like I said, I'm going to be doing a couple of more of these episodes throughout the week. So I'm going to end it here. Where's Ohtani going to go? Dodgers. Where's Yamamoto going to go? I hope the Giants. I hope it's the Giants. Because if they're not getting Ohtani, they need to get that superstar player. I do think that Yamamoto is that guy. And where's Juan Soto going to get traded to? San Francisco. We could hope. We could all cross our fingers. We'll see what happens. But it is a fun time. A lot of speculation. We're going to dissect it in a couple of days. Bear with me. I will be back for more news. And when you do see that new podcast, go ahead and subscribe to the pod. Share it. Leave a rating. Whatever. Do what you need to do. Help your boy out. But yeah, next time you see a podcast, we will have some news, because that is when I'm doing it. So you guys have a good one. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. I sure did. It's always fun to talk some ball. Let's go out there and get some damn playmakers, because we need it in the city by the bay. All right. We need it in San Francisco. We need to get back to our winning ways. We, because I'm a part of the team, damn it. I am the heart and soul. No. Come on. Love the Giants. I hope they don't let us down again. So you guys, have a good one. Be safe. This week is going to be electric. A lot of things happening. Put on your Twitter notifications, because it is going to go down in the next 24 hours. I can tell you that. So you guys, have a good one. Thank you for tuning in. And we will talk to you next time.